Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Thank you very much for joining me. And let's see. We are still on page 171. And I got some words to tell you about, so I'm going to do that right now. The first word is cablegram. It's all one word. We mentioned it in the last episode. This is a noun from 1867, a message sent by a submarine telegraph cable. I don't know if the cables are literally just through the water. Are they on the ground? When were the first cables put in the water? Must have been run by some sort of submarine, but I don't think they're actually going through the submarine because the submarines have to go through the water. How does this all work? How did people figure out how to do this? Very, very smart people. So thank you to them for letting us send cablegrams. A word I never heard of, I don't think. Next is cable knit. Cable hyphen K-N-I-T. This is an adjective from 1950. Having or made with a knitting stitch that produces a pattern resembling the twist of a usually two-ply cable. As in, a cable-knit sweater. What is a two-ply cable? Is that a knitting thing? Is that with yarn? I mean, I know the thing is made with yarn, but what is, I don't know. Maybe we should find an example of a cable-knit sweater. Next is cable-laid. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1723. Composed of three ropes laid together left-handed, with each containing three strands twisted together. So you take three strands, you twist them, you do that three times, and then you've got three ropes, and they've been laid together, I guess? All right. Next is cable length. Two words, noun from 1555. A maritime unit of length variously reckoned as 100 fathoms, 120 fathoms, or 608 feet. Okay, so a length of cable, it sounds like those are different options. It could be 100 fathoms, it could be 120 fathoms. I don't know how far a fathom is. Maybe we should find out. Or 608 feet. So it's 608 feet. One of those lengths, is it different than that? Who figured out these lengths? What is going on here? Let's find out more about cable length. All right, next is a cable modem. Two words, noun from 1983. I bet you didn't know that was from 1983. A modem for connecting a computer to a network over a cable television line. I think some of you younger folks probably were like, well, cable modems have been around for my entire life, so they must have been around for the last like 300 years, right? No, it's less than 40 years old at the time of recording, which, you know, to you is probably a really long time, but you know, to me, I'm older than that, so this is a relatively new thing. Because I'm not that old, am I? All right, next is cable television. Two words, noun from 1951. A system of television reception in which signals from distant stations are picked up by a master antenna and sent by cable to the individual receivers of paying subscribers. Called also just cable TV. Weird Al actually has a great song called Cable TV, which I think was from the early 80s, even though this came out in the 50s, you know, but it didn't become probably quite as common until the 70s and 80s. So maybe we should play a clip of Weird Al's Cable TV. Now I never want to leave my apartment, because there's just so much for me to see about Cable TV. Well, if you need to find me, you know where I'll be. Watching my Cable TV, yeah. So next we have Cableway, one word, noun from 1891. A suspended cable used as a track along which carriers can be pulled. Next is cabman, C-A-B-M-A-N, noun from 1831. Synonym is cab driver. So you could also say that if somebody likes Cabernet, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, those are wines that we talked about two episodes ago. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should go back and listen to that. But if there is a man who likes Cabernet, you could call them a cabman. I am not a cabman. Next we have cabochon, C-A-B-O-C-H-O-N, noun from 1825. A gem or bead cut in convex form and highly polished but not faceted, which means it doesn't have faces. It's polished and it's shiny, but there are no individual faces. And then also, this style of cutting is called cabochon. Cabochon is also an adverb. So I'm seeing in the etymology this Picard again, and I think, yeah, I've seen it probably at least three or maybe four times just in these last three episodes. So I really, really should probably go do some research to figure out what this is. But yeah, it comes after the Middle French dialect. It says Picard. And then it says caboche, 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 which means head. So it has to do with the head. Maybe it looks like a head once it's been cut and polished. I don't know. But yeah, so that's probably where they do this gem cutting in this area of France, sort of. Okay, next is caboodle. It is a noun from 1848, and we have the synonym collection or lot, as in sell the whole caboodle. And then oftentimes we hear people say kit and caboodle. So let's see, this is probably from the prefix ka, which is an intensive prefix, plus the word boodle. Oh my God, did we read the word boodle? I really feel like I should go back and look. We probably did. I've read so much. Let's see, B-O-B-O-U-B-O-R. Ooh, here we go. Booby trap and boodle. Yeah, it's just a collection or a lot of people. It's some stuff. But why did they call it a caboodle? Because that's an intensive prefix, so it's a very intense boodle. Does that make any sense to anybody? I don't think so. Okay, moving on to caboose, noun from 1732. One, a ship's galley. Two, a freight train car attached usually to the rear, mainly for the use of the train crew. So no passengers can go there, but the train crew can do stuff on there. Number three, one that follows or brings up the rear. And number four, synonym is buttocks. In movies, they show the caboose a lot. People are trying to catch the train or they throw somebody off the train. But is it really that easy to jump on the back of a train? I can't imagine it is. And there's probably crew people there, you know, pushing them off or not letting them jump on. Next, we have cabotage. C-A-B-O-T-A-G-E. It's like the word sabotage, but let's find out what this one means. It is a noun from 1801. Number one, trade or transport in coastal waters or airspace or between two points within a country. Trade, there's a lot of ors. Trade or transport in coastal waters or airspace or between two points within a country. And number two, the right to engage in cabotage. So this is French from cabotaire, which means to sail along the coast. Man, that's so... I've never heard of this. Okay. Still don't understand what it means. Next we have cabretta. Cabretta. C-A-B-R-E-T-T-A, noun from 1894. A light, soft leather from skins of hairy sheep. Okay, so this is modified of the Portuguese and Spanish cabra, which means goat. So, you know, they probably made these from the skins of goats and sheep, and it's the small thing, so they call it a cabretta. Next, we have Cabrilla. Cabrilla. C-A-B-R-I-L-L-A. Similar to Caballero with the double L. It's a y sound. Cabrilla. Noun from circa 1839. Any of various sea basses. That's the fish, not the bat. Well, I was thinking bass, but no, that's pronounced differently. Sea basses of the Mediterranean, the California coast, and the warmer parts of the Western Atlantic. Cabrilla. And this is also Spanish, diminutive of, again, cabra, which means goat, from Latin capra, which means she-goat. Man, I'm having a deja vu. We probably read another word that was similar to this, had similar etymology. Capra is she-goat, which is the feminine of caper, which means he-goat. And there's more at capriole, capriole, with a C-A-P. Okay, so it's some fish. Oh, and then the genera names are Epinephilus and Paralabrax. Sure, why not? All right, next we have Cabriole. Cabriole. Noun from circa 1769. One, a ballet leap in which one leg is extended in midair and the other struck against it. Okay, let's see if we can find a picture of sort of what this looks like when a ballerina is in the air. Number two, a curved furniture leg ending in an ornamental foot. Well, maybe we can put a picture of that too. So we have two things, cabriole. Okay, moving on to cabriolet. Similar, but different. Noun from 1770. And if we actually go back to the word cab, that is short for cabriolet. So now we get to learn what that is. Okay, number one, a light two-wheeled one-horse carriage with a folding leather hood, a large apron, and upward curving shafts. We'll find a picture of this and post it as well. And number two, a convertible coupe. That's a cabriolet. And this is French from cabriolet, which means caper, alternative of Middle French capriole. And that is all that. And then, so we have next is cab stand, one word, noun from 1834. A place where cabs await hire. You've probably seen out in front of a hotel, there's a huge line of cabs waiting there, and that is a cab stand, I guess. They're just waiting in line for somebody to need a cab ride somewhere. This doesn't exist quite as much as it used to since we've got Uber and Lyft now. Also, there's a pandemic, so that changes everything. And then our last word is a prefix. It is C-A-C or C-A-C-O, which I guess you could pronounce cock or caco, but I guess it depends on the context. And it just means bad. That's what it means. And the synonym, or no, the example is cacography. C-O-C-O, no, C-A-C-O, graphy. Let's see, are we going to come across that one? Cacography. No, I don't think that's in the book here. So we have to find out what, you can go look up what cacography is, but it's some sort of graphy that's bad. I don't know why. But this is from Greek, cock or caco with K's instead of C's, and that just means bad. So we had cablegram, cable knit, cable laid, cable length, cable modem, cable television, cableway, cabman, cabochon, caboodle, caboose, cabotage, cabretta, cabria, cabriole, cabriolet, cabstand, and cock or cack. Let's see. Let's pick caboodle as the word of the episode, just because it's a lot of stuff. And I'm looking at the one. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. And that's what this book is. It's a whole lot of stuff. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.